Chilies, what's up? It is spooky season. It is officially here, and I am so excited. We have so much stuff coming out for you this Halloween. We're doing a hometown hero series, so all of the episodes this October are going to be local Philly spooky legends. They're going to talk about their stories, their origins, and just a little bit about Philly, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Also, you're definitely going to want to join the Patreon because we have a lot of stuff dropping this month. We also have Ghosted, our comedy show where comics who are friends ghostwrite for each other and then they read it for the first time on stage. And if you are a patron on the top tier, that show is free for you and it is by far my favorite show to do. It's going to be so much fun. You can find all of that and more at our Instagram at Real Chills Podcast. But for today, since we're working on all this stuff for Halloween, we thought we would show you one of the perks of our Patreon, which is games. So I really think you're going to like this. Listen to me play a creepy, spooky game with Danny and George. You're listening to Real Chills with Meg Getz. Real scary. Real silly. Real stories. Hey, Chilies. Welcome to another game episode. I'm really excited for this one. We have our fellow Wasted Robot podcast hosts, Dan Getz and George Bruderman. Hey, guys. What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
I like that you have like a nickname for your fans. That we can't call our fans feelies.
Feelies?
That's gross.
Oh, from Feel Feelings, if you guys.
Feel Feelings is the name of the show.
That would be.
Feelies is a band.
Feelies.
Right?
The Feelies is a band. Yeah. The there feelings. Are a band called the Feelies. The Feelies.
What about the Feelers?
Antennae.
Feelers.
Feelers. Putting some feelers out into the world. Yeah, that's true. I do feel weird about Chilies, but I do think it's just different enough from other paranormal shows that I'm like, this is fun.
Chilies is great. I love their queso dip.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Hopefully Chili's doesn't like sue me, but I have nothing to offer
day,
them.
The day you get a cease and desist letter from Chili's is the day I will personally frame it for you.
Frames are expensive. I appreciate that, George.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'm gonna 3D print it and give it to you as a trophy.
So I was thinking maybe before we play the game, you both could talk about the podcast, Feel Feelings, with Danny and George, and maybe like what you like about it or things you've learned.
Okay.
Things I've learned.
Springing it all on you at once. I know. I'm sorry.
Dan, what would you like me to do a brief synopsis and then you can talk about what you've learned?
Sure. Yeah. Tell them what it is and then I'll be like, I've learned nothing.
So Feel Feelings with Danny and George started as a pre-pandemic podcast. I want to make that very clear.
Wow. We were losers before.
Yes, we were.
Nice.
It is a show where we have guests come on the show and a magical spinning wheel gives them an emotion and they discuss whatever makes them feel that feeling, because sometimes feelings can get tied up in knots, and talking it out with a group of people in a safe space can sometimes be really helpful and rewarding. Also, it's a bunch of silly idiots making stupid jokes throughout the entire thing. I can tell
That's
you
what
I've learned.
That's why you can call your guests silly idiots.
Silly idiots.
Silly idiots.
I can't believe you agreed to this.
Silly idiots.
My mother likes to tell me that I was born in a country called Bigidia. And it's the country of big idiots.
Those are mom jokes. We need to get mom jokes trending. That's a classic.
Yeah. She was like, oh, you're from Bigidia, aren't you?
And I'm like, mom. Love that. I'm saving that in my pocket.
She moved there just so she could have you there to have that joke. She wasn't going to live there herself.
I'm going to wait 29 years for this dopey, bald baby to really fulfill his destiny. What I've learned on our show is that Dan does all the work.
Oh, yeah, my show, too. That's crazy.
Sure, a lot in common.
I like to think I'm doing him a favor. That's all. It's just like, oh, you seem bored.
You're the personality.
I'm providing the service of George to the world.
I represent my country of Bigidia.
What would be the country song of Bigidia?
What's a dumb, silly song?
One of those say who and the what now ones.
No, that's just...
Oh, you would write the song.
That's the national treasure of Bigidia. That's, yeah, there's a... Say who and the what now is our ABBA.
These are all like deep references for people who don't listen to your podcast.
That's fine.
Wait, people on your show don't know I love ABBA? I should have to start editing it in.
Yeah, put it in so every
the
episode.
Producer loves ABBA and just... Back to the story.
Just leave it there.
So anyway, tell me how you were haunted. Producer loves ABBA. You know what else has ghosts? Sweden, probably.
For sure. They're too beautiful. Nothing bad happens in Sweden.
It's true.
Exactly. They never die. They never fade away.
I think the key to long life in Scandinavia is not knowing your history, because I have a couple friends who grew up around Stockholm, and we went to visit them, and we walked around, and my mother, who I love, pointed at a statue and went, Marcus, because everyone's named Marcus in Sweden and Germany and anywhere. It's like Scandinavia and the Baltic countries, like all the Baltic countries are all named Marcus. And she went, Marcus, what statue is that? Like, who is that? And he goes, I don't know, some king, and just kept walking.
Unbothered. Means I'm gonna live forever.
Yep. As long as you don't know anything about your history, you live until you're 179.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fish.
A lot of fish. Smoked fish.
So what have you learned, Dan? You're being kind of quiet over there.
I've learned that I'm a very patient person.
I have a question, Dan, and this is mostly a visual thing. Is this Patreon the fun thing visual or just auditory?
It's just auditory for now. I need to make it visual because you're the third out of three people to ask that.
And I'm just wondering because I didn't do my
video.
Yeah, I just
let's make this one the video.
If this is the debut video, then could you please just pan your camera down a little bit? Because I get the vibe that you're not wearing a shirt.
Oh my God, what if he was naked?
Well, hello, everybody.
Honestly, we've never done the show naked, Dan. Maybe we should do that at some point.
Well, mostly.
I'm sad that you guys
decided
that.
The top half is always closed.
That's true.
Closed for
well, anyway, now that we're on a very long tangent, I will say I've been a guest on their podcast, and I've done it a few times, but I was one of their first guests.
Yes,
not to brag, and I did two feelings. They used to do two feelings in one show, and all I can remember is the one of fear and dread talking about that with you guys. That's all I remember.
Yeah. What were you afraid of? Is it the same thing now?
It's every, yeah, guess it. Can you guess it?
You don't like the dystopian future.
The dark.
Nuclear war, Dan. Yeah. George got it. Wow, no, thank you, George, for listening.
I'm a listener.
I was just going on more recent history.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm just
sleeping with the lights off.
I'm trying to get used to our house that's so loud of other people's noises. I don't like it.
Well, it's the ghouls that you live with, I imagine.
Yeah, it feels haunted, but it's not. It's just our neighbors.
Let me ask you, you don't like the dark, but I feel like if it was dark full of ghouls, you would be stoked.
I'd be pretty excited if they were like friendly or ambivalent ghouls.
They're ambivalent ghouls, but they do like hang out in the corner of like a dark corner of the ceiling and then like turn their head around to look at you quickly. But like they don't hurt you. They're just there.
I'm getting less cool with the ghouls.
Think of it like reptiles. Think of it like living in a reptile house at a zoo.
If they're the size of a lizard, I could not be more excited.
Oh, no, they're human size.
Then no, it's off the table.
Gangly limbs, 6'7".
This is a nightmare. I already have Dan. I don't need any more gangly things. Anyway,
gangly, thanks.
Gangly, you're so gangly.
The only
gangly
adjective I wouldn't have accepted there. I'm not gangly, my body makes sense.
No, my body doesn't make sense.
It is weird how proportionate Dan is. It's annoying.
He is,
yeah, symmetrical.
He is a 1-for-1 ratio. Like, he is just the perfect.
That's why he's so good at editing.
It's the middle part, too. Yeah. Like, he's even got a middle part.
That's true. I do have it right down the middle today.
Oh, crazy. That's crazy. Okay.
Anyway, well, that's our show. Essentially, what we've just done is a microcosm of Feel Feelings.
Except you didn't talk about, we would need to talk about a feeling.
This makes me happy.
Nice heartwarming moments, and it is silly. I really like your show. I wish more people listened. I think it's because Feelings... That's not an insult.
It's my favorite thing. Just rapid fire right in the middle. Like, I wish more people listened.
I do. I think, and Dan tells me, I know the numbers. I've read the charts. And I do think it's because people are afraid of their feelings.
Yes, I do agree. So,
you think you need to be
no
in
one's
like
ever had a bad time on our show. Everybody has to come back because we're clearly not fighting people to like talk about things they don't want to talk about.
We're not.
I had a terrible time. They forced me at gunpoint to do the show, and I was like, around. Even still.
You were.
And I was like, "What's the feeling?"
Episode.
And it's like being held up, and I was like, "Oh, this is perfect because I know exactly how that feels. I'm feeling it right now."
Yeah, glad to help. Glad to help get those out there.
Dan, are you texting? I need to know. Inquiring minds.
No, I'm playing a game.
Okay, I thought you were not paying attention. All right, we're going to start my game, and I need your eyes to be forward or...
One, two, three, eyes on me. One, two, three, eyes on me.
What game is this, and how could you think that I would not notice what you were doing?
I knew
doing?
It was obvious. I was like, oh man, if we do video, everyone's going to know I'm not watching.
Yeah, or paying attention. Wow.
I haven't. Wow. No, if they were only listening, they would not know. I've been an active participant.
Meg, I've been here 100% of the time.
I know. George is being so much more present.
And I have ADHD.
You know when someone has ADHD because they say it like that. I have ADHD.
Yeah, the H is really important.
All right, so listeners,
not only am I distracted, but I'm intense.
I just love that you interrupted me with your ADHD.
Yep. I'm so sorry. Please do your show.
No, it was the perfect timing for it, because now I really do believe you.
So what's this game, Meg?
Yeah, so I'm here now. I'm focused. I'm ready.
Cool. Okay.
I'm not focused. Do you want to see my Iron Maiden guitar picks?
Will it show up on video if this goes out to video?
Look at it. It's Eddie.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
I almost bought that as an action figure the other day, and I don't even like them enough for that to be a real thing I did.
You gotta love it, though.
Okay, this is insane. I'm starting the game with or without you two, leaving you on the side of the road to talk about guitar picks or whatever else. I feel like a mom. You guys coming from Big Idiot.
We saw George come back in and do a whole shiver on Eddie because that dude is wild.
Oh, paranormal wild though.
He's like a skeleton dude.
Yeah, and he's on every album cover.
Okay. There's got to be a story.
I don't know anything about it.
Let's play Meg's game, please.
This feels like when I want to play drinking games with my friends and they're too drunk. And I'm just like, please, just flip the cup. And they're just doing this, you know?
Which way?
That's how you know someone's new, is when they try to flip the cup and it's already upside down and they're flipping it right side up. You're like, ooh, you're gonna make us lose.
Yep. You are not the anchor anymore.
Yeah, we're moving.
I don't correct those people.
I try.
I'm just like, the game is flip cup. If you flip that cup, great.
You think that counts? No way. Because it's gotta be easier one way or the other, and I don't know which way, so I wouldn't give it to them.
You know what might be a fun drinking game? Meg's game. Meg,
okay.
What's this game?
Yeah, let's play the game because it's already been 20 minutes. Okay, so it's called Super Fight. We don't have to do this, but I like to mention Brian Durkin because we kind of stole it from him. Basically, what you do, and we're doing it Super Fight Emotional Feelings Edition. So there's only two rules for Super Fight. You're trying to make a character that you think could win any battle. So it's a character and like an object, but like the object superpower has to involve emotions.
Okay.
That's how it ties into your show. How it ties into my show is try to make it supernatural if you can. But if that's too many asks, oh well.
I think I can do this. So can you give us a quick example of like...
Of course. What I mean by feelings.
No, I just mean like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's a being with a superpower. Okay.
Yeah. It's so a good one would be like Dracula. Okay. And every time he's horny, he's impervious to the sun.
Okay. All right. And
then, you guys like that one?
I like
it's
that
a character
one.
With a superpower.
But that's and horny's a feeling, right?
I think I've seen that documentary.
Twilight?
It was like a version of Twilight, sure.
Yeah, that was probably a bad example. It doesn't have to be emotional, but if you do, it'll be funner.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone take a second. So the way this game works is two people tell theirs, and then they battle. The third person picks the winner. Like, they talk it out. And then the other two people, the loser and the judge, go head to head. That person picks the winner, and then we all three pick the winner of the two that won.
Okay. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
You have yours already, Dan?
I think so.
Okay. Do you and George want to be the first pitchers, or should I? Because I already pitched one and I need a second.
Okay, Dan, what's yours? Me and you will go first.
All right. Then I'm going to try to stick to things that come up on our show a lot. And the only thing that really jumped out that was a very me thing for our show was Jazz Bear.
Mm.
So I'm going to make my character Jazz Bear.
Okay.
With trying to decide. I'll go with Sad Silly String. That when it sprays you, you get very sad.
That's hilarious. Wow. That is Sad Silly String.
So it's like, ah, and then as soon as it hits you, you're like, oh man, we're all gonna die one day.
Are you saying like it makes you like suicidal?
No, because that's a separate thing.
Okay.
People get sad and they don't have to think about killing
themselves.
Okay. Just before that.
Just on the precipice. Okay, then if that's the case, then I'm going pure supervillain. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is my perfect supervillain. Okay. It's Morrissey.
Good start.
Okay. And every time he's smug, he fills you with the feeling like your mother just yelled at you.
You guys are so abstract. You know they have to fight each other, right?
Yeah, but they'll fight with he'll fight with Silly String and Morrissey, who's already okay. Sad and immune to Sad Silly String, yeah. Will go, I'm not even bothered.
Interesting. Okay.
I feel like I have the advantage initially just in Jazz Bear squaring up against Morrissey.
As people, I would imagine Jazz Bear is more athletic. But this isn't, I'm the judge, I can't talk. So you got, yeah, Dan, you now make your pitch, and then George will make his.
I mean, Jazz Bear is pure chaos.
Okay, so, can you explain, so again, for my listeners, because they just forget that people don't listen to their podcast. Jazz Bear is the mascot of the Utah Jazz.
You don't think there's crossover between the Utah Jazz or the mascot world and real chills?
I've never heard of a cryptid from Utah other than Mormons as a whole.
Yeah. Utah State cryptid.
It's just Jazz Bear. If it's just Jazz Bear. Jazz Bear.
Six Utah monsters, mythical and real.
Okay.
Old Ephraim. It's a giant grizzly bear.
Old Ephraim sounds like a man who lives in the mountain who is also Mormon.
Yeah.
There's also the Bear Lake Monster. It's a Loch Ness type monster.
Okay.
These are lame.
These suck.
This next one just says Bigfoot.
he visits Utah. That makes that one checks out to me.
Skinwalkers.
I guess Skinwalker Ranch is on the border of Utah.
And then that there's the Great Salt Lake Whales.
I beg your pardon?
Are you stalling because you think that Jazz Bear is going to lose?
No, I know that I'm handicapped in my weaponry now because...
Yeah.
What are you going to do to Marcy? Like, you can't reset a sad Marcy.
He's already sad, yeah.
So I think I need to lean more on the chaos of Jazz Bear. And His most recent viral video was him sledding the wrong way down an escalator. Those are the kind of chaotic things that Marcy can't handle. So I think if he brings that energy, he'll still win the fight against Marcy, because I can't imagine Jazz Bear's mom ever yelled at him. He wouldn't understand what that feeling was.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
He's like, my mom yelling, something must be seriously wrong. There's no reason for her to yell. He'd be more concerned and motivated to go fix it than upset that his mom was yelling.
Am I allowed to come in now?
Yep. Yeah, it sounds like Dan, are you done?
If Elvis and Buddy Holly are the Cain and Abel of rock and roll, Bruce Springsteen and Zachariah, Iggy Pop is Methuselah, of course, Neil Young is the wise prophet Ezekiel, what does that make Get in the Garage?
Well, I think that makes Get in the Garage the one-stop shop for all know-how, history, countdowns, disagreements, agreements, and pretty much everything that you want to hear about music.
Get in the Garage.
Get in the Garage.
A music program from the Wasted Robot Network.
I was just learning to love.
I think so.
Okay. First of all, where the fuck do you get off thinking that Jazz Bear wouldn't have a monstrable amount of guilt and shame from his mother? He's clearly an ADHD-ridden, chaotic neutral who is running around with so much energy that he was at least smacked once on accident. Like, his mom hit him and then felt bad about it, okay? So you got sad, silly string, right? So there's no way to compete with that with Morrissey, because again, he's unbothered and he's horribly depressed anyway.
Well, I think I should have mentioned it is still silly string. So there is this...
Oh, Morrissey would hate that, yeah.
...whirling of emotion of like silly, sad, silly, sad, silly, sad, and Morrissey can't handle silly.
He can't handle silly, that is true. But what he can handle is the entire world being annoyed with him. So he's got a high threshold. Like, think about it. You got a couple thousand people that will love you no matter what. You can play for a concert of white nationalists. You can play slaughterhouse footage behind you every time you play a show. And people will still be like, we love you, Morrissey. You're our favorite.
Yeah, right. They'll still make that Shoplifters of the World Unite movie that I just watched the other day.
They made a movie about that?
Terrible.
I liked his biopic, but I hate him as a man. By the way, for fans listening at home, I don't like Morrissey. I was a big Smiths fan. I listened to Smiths music because I don't
know George.
Because half of that money goes to Johnny Marr and the rest of them.
No explanation was needed on that point.
I just feel like it's important to bring up.
It infuriates me that it's not pronounced biopic. So please continue.
Biopic.
It's ADHD. Not.
Biopic is medical.
Oh, yeah.
It does. It sounds like a biopsy.
Mm.
And it's a biopsy of a fictionalized version of Sean whatever Morrissey. I think his first name is Sean.
Negative points for that.
Listen, I'm not saying that Morrissey is infallible. I think rather differently, because if you can be annoyed and have a big vendetta against Robert Smith of The Cure for this many years, like a man that wears lipstick and doesn't cut his hair. Speaking of which, hi, Dan.
Dan doesn't wear lipstick.
Sometimes. You haven't been on our show in a while.
Wow.
He's
wow,
been doing
Dan.
A different character.
Where do you think he's going?
You don't dress up for me anymore.
He is honestly what you could do, and I'll throw Jazz Bear a bone here, is that I can throw Jazz Bear that bone, and then he can throw that bone at Morrissey, and then he would be upset because that bone came from an animal.
Oh. George, are you arguing for Jazz Bear? Just to clarify.
Listen, that point alone, Jazz Bear is a bear.
George, I think that's I might fine. Have to go with Jazz Bear.
I think, Meg, I think that is the correct assumption. You just remember, started
arguing for
it. Here's what you need to remember, guys.
Biggest point there.
Here's what you need to remember. Here's what you need to remember is that I never want to see Morrissey succeed. I think it's really important.
Well, good, because you literally just argued against your own monster, not following a single.
But you do agree that Morrissey is a monster.
Morrissey is a monster. I do agree.
Morrissey was winning that fight until you reminded me that he
was. He
would explode at the sight of meat. He doesn't go. Honestly, he would come. He would say yes to the fight and then cancel right before.
I cannot believe you just did that. Okay, lit yourself on fire at the end there, because I was leaning towards, but you're right, he wouldn't hurt an animal. And Jazz Bear is an animal when it comes down to it.
Meat is murder. I think,
Dan, you won. Congratulations.
Here we come.
I'm glad Jazz Bear is in this moment.
You get to be.
Jazz Bear deserves it.
Yeah, you get to be the judge for this next round. And I'll go first so George can try if he wanted to change. Considering what I do. So give me like 1 second to think about it.
So Jazz Bear is just waiting in the wings to take on whoever.
Yeah. Are you ready, George?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do The Rock.
Okay.
And he has a flamethrower.
Okay.
That anytime your character smiles, it completely engulfs him.
It engulfs him?
It engulfs your character.
Oh, okay. I was like, this is self-immolation?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So every time he smiles at The Rock being charming.
Yeah, The Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, every time The Rock is The Rock.
Every time The Rock is The Rock, a flamethrower is fired upon my character.
Yeah, you guys didn't use really fun weapons, and I was like, oh, I'm going to up the ante when I get
in
there. Are you
kidding? Mine was Silly String. Nothing is more fun.
Sad Silly String was really good. Yeah.
That's great.
But I was like I wanted to be more violent.
Fine. It's Acid Silly String. That's also sad.
Okay, so give me 1 second, because I just have to remember something very quickly.
You're looking up notes for your character.
I'm not looking up notes. I often confuse a couple characters of the person that I'm about to use, so I want to make sure I'm giving the right one.
I had a strong prediction about where George was going to go here as soon as you said The Rock. And I'll write it down, but I won't say it till he says it. I want to see if I'm right.
Okay, put it in an envelope so I know for certain there's no cheating.
I'm going to go, Dan, I don't think you will choose this person because it's not who I usually choose, but I'm going to imagine you wrote down Brendan Fraser.
Yes, of course I did.
I think I had to kill him the last time.
No. Why?
Okay, continue, sorry.
That's my dad. I'm going to go, all right, so it has someone that smiles is engulfed in flames by The Rock's charm, right?
By real flames, yeah.
By real flames, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with Tina Belcher. And every time she is anxious, the earth shakes beneath them and a fissure opens up.
Oh. Okay. George, since I did the character first, you give your argument first.
Okay. The Rock is so charming, hands down.
Yeah.
Second only to maybe my father, Brendan Fraser, who I just watched a video of, and he gave a little fist bump to someone that said that he made their childhood, and he could see that it really warmed his heart. Fuck, I love my dad.
Tina this is Belcher, like not, it's like sad. Sorry.
Tina Belcher would not be able to comprehend The Rock being so kind. It would not be a back and forth conversation. It would be that because it's The Rock. It's the most he would have to walk away. So she would not smile. She would not feel warm and fuzzy inside. She would not fall in love. It's an intimidating presence for someone like that. And because it's so intimidating, she would be anxious. A fissure would open up, swallow The Rock whole.
Huh. My turn.
All right. Yeah. So Meg.
Well, I mean, if you watch Bob Burgers as much as I do, you'll know times when Tina is angry. You shouldn't have picked Tina because I watch a lot of Bob Burgers. You'll know she's anxious, like when she's lying or if she's driving or if she's doing something she's not supposed to do. However, when it comes to her sexual prowess and men, she is a very confident young lady.
Okay.
And I think she would smell what The Rock is cooking. Think she, and it's her, that's why. Because I think she would, first of all, I think their powers kind of cancel each other out. Because I don't think she'd be anxious about him because he's so charming and sweet. And like, she's like, ooh, I think he's into me. I like this. But she also is like not very emotional. So I don't know if she would smile that much. But I think if it came down to it, no powers, hand-to-hand combat, The Rock would murder Tina in 8 seconds. And I think that's what it would come down to, because I don't think Tina would smile at him. She's more sultry.
Do you think The Rock would hurt a young girl?
Yeah, for this
you
game.
You think The Rock, for the game, would punch a young girl in the face?
I think The Rock would do what he has to do, as he's always done.
I don't think so. No, because what he speaks for truth, justice, and the American way.
I used to. For the game that they have to fight.
Yeah.
That's
a good point, though.
I think he would, I guess,
but like he'd have to at least put on the show of a fight, like a wrestling match, maybe that he'd be a professional at.
He'd at least knock her out.
He might not murder her. He may not murder her or not.
He'd just teach her how to sell it.
If you're being punched in the face and you're anxious, it may like. You know, like she's not going to sit there and be like, wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. She would then become anxious at the proposition of fighting The Rock. Fisher would open up, swallow The Rock whole.
Yeah, I think that The Rock would know that he has to be charming and seduce Tina. I don't think he would make her
so
anxious.
What you're saying is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson needs to seduce a 13-year-old girl?
Not seduce, but like put on the charm, be an entertainer. That's what he's all about, you know?
Grooming.
Jungle Cruise.
What he's doing is grooming.
Not grooming.
He's got a Jungle Cruise it, you know?
He's got a Jungle Cruise it.
Yeah, you know, Jungle Cruise.
I did not see Jungle Cruise,
Jungle Cruise. It's really good.
What?
On Blanketing Covers, my other podcast, Nothing Else Matters episode, and in the score of Jungle Cruise, a couple of times they weave in riffs from Nothing Else Matters.
That's so weird.
Why?
They're just random Metallica in Jungle Cruise.
That's like, did you guys see that movie Pan?
No.
It was like a Peter Pan origin story.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's pre-Hook, and what's his name plays Hook? Hugh Jackman. And they like, the chant for his minions is... smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's very strange and weird, and I don't know how. Like, it works in the Batman. Like Nirvana works in the Batman. It does not work in this. Like
in Pan.
Anyway, I don't think The Rock could do it.
Oh, do I have to make my choice?
Yeah. Well, George, do you have more? I'm done.
I think I'm good.
I mean, I have a hard time not picking The Rock because of his charm, but that's antithetical to the game that we're talking about here, because the charm is what he argued against, I think, pretty effectively. So I have to not go with my own opinions of The Rock and have to go with the game of The Rock. But also, talking in a big circle, I think I'm still going to have to pick The Rock.
Okay.
Not because I think his charm would be a great weapon. I think because I've seen San Andreas, and if anybody can handle the earth opening up, it's The Rock.
He had a helicopter.
Oh, that's so funny. How do you know he still doesn't have a helicopter?
He knows what to do. There's also the one where
he's got a helicopter and a flamethrower.
Yeah, that's
true. You only get one neat weapon.
Fair.
I keep picturing the flamethrower is like a metaphysical thing that like he smiles and all of a sudden flames just shoot out. I wasn't picturing an actual flamethrower.
Yeah, I'm picturing like smile. Jesse Ventura in Predator.
That's hilarious. No.
All right. If that's what you believe, yeah, that's fine.
I think it's got to be The Rock because.
Hey, remember in San Andreas when Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four gets squashed by that building in San Francisco?
What no, I don't know anything about this.
That made me so happy.
San Andreas is a wild movie.
It's like my sister's favorite movie. She went out of the theater and went, I think this is my favorite movie. And of all the films.
It's not a terrible choice, you know?
Of all the films. Also, I have a theory that you're not allowed to have a favorite movie within the last 10 years.
Oh, that's a good theory.
No.
It needs to settle.
Also, if you say that your favorite movie is Step Brothers, we can't hang out.
It might have been at one point, but you gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah. Let it be free. Yeah.
If it comes back to you.
All
right.
Well.
Okay.
We're in the finals. George is now the judge.
Okay.
And I guess Dan and I have to do the thing. Remind me, you're Jazz Bear with
Silly Strings. A can of Silly String that when it hits you, it makes you very sad.
Okay. And I'm The Rock with the rocket launcher. No, that's not what it is. It's a flamethrower. Boo, I should have done a rocket launcher. That was dumb of me. And I'm The Rock with a flamethrower for any time you smile. And I'll go first. Jazz Bear is always smiling because he's in a costume that is always smiling. So he will be on fire perpetually, and it will take no less than a minute for the flames to crawl up of Jazz Bear's super furry, super flammable suit and to engulf him as he dances around to his immediate death.
It dances to an immediate death. It's time to dance, but it's immediate.
He does one sad small backflip before perishing below.
So I just need to make it clear, Jazz Bear does not smile.
I can't see his face at all in that, honestly.
I just realized that Jazz Bear has human eyes.
Yeah, Jazz Bear is, let me find a picture.
Look at his human eyes.
I was kind of just picturing, oh, that's bad.
Oh, you looked it up?
Jazz Bear is actually really scary.
Yeah, I don't think the listeners were picturing.
Dude, he has a smile. Okay. What are you talking about? Look at that.
Oh, the one that comes up first is not the current costume.
Okay, well, did you specify?
That man was, current Jazz Bear.
You didn't say current Jazz Bear. You're adding it now.
Why would I mean old Jazz Bear?
Is this the new one? Because this one has a smile, too. They can't see this. Look at this one.
That's not a smile.
Go into the other room and show him the smile.
George, can you see the smile? You're the one, you're the judge. You're all I care about. Listen,
I've already, okay.
Look at the smile.
I will hold my opinions until the end.
All right, Dan, it is your turn.
So, I got my can of sad, silly string. Mm-hmm. I think there's not a single person who that would be more effective on than The Rock.
But it doesn't make him suicidal. It just makes him sad. He'll survive.
I don't want him to kill himself. Why does that keep coming to that? I don't want them to kill himself.
But if it's a fight, like, he's sad. He's not. Anyway.
If you're debilitatingly sad, you're like, can't possibly get out of the couch. Not even off the couch. Get out of the couch today. Mm-hmm. You're that kind of sad. Imagine that being The Rock. When have you ever seen The Rock sad? I can't picture The Rock ever being sad.
True.
So him being The Rock and then dropping immediately to like crushed, can't move a muscle. I mean, that's probably more devastating for him than it is for anybody else. He doesn't know what that feeling is. He's going from the peak of human existence to the absolute lowest.
Counterpoint, maybe he's impervious to being sad.
I don't think that's a fair...
I'm changing the rules. Yeah, you're right. You're
I'm
right.
immune to smile fire.
He's not... Fine, I withdraw my statement.
So, here is my thoughts.
For one thing, first. Make sure you have them all.
Okay, let's hear them.
First thing I'm about to show you makes this very difficult. It is that the Utah Jazz Bear seems to be impervious to fire.
Oh, well, isn't that smoke?
Nope, that is flames. That is flames.
Yeah, those are around. Active flames. Yeah.
George, you're not supposed to be doing the argument.
So this is why, like, it's a very tough decision, because it's like, if he's impervious to flames, how is that going to happen? Like, sure, he'll just look like he's heating up on like NBA 2K or whatever it is, where like all the players were on fire. Mm-hmm. Which honestly, fantastic. Great work on a video game where they were like, let's make these people literally on fire.
It's all mascots.
My issue here is that if he's impervious to fire, Danny, you brought up a good point that you've never seen The Rock sad.
I mean, if you think about the times where you have, he's so bad at playing sad.
And that's why I brought up this photo as well. It's a purple background with a black and white photo of The Rock, and it looks so inhuman.
It's silly. It looks silly when he's being sad.
It's for sure pretend.
Yeah.
There's no way feeling it.
I don't think The Rock will know real sadness. He's pure. He's got his American Samoan ancestors at his back at all times. They have him. Mm-hmm. His Maori blood runs deep. Jazz Bear has Mormons. So I think this comes down to whose ancestors will defend their honor more. And if that's how I have to play this game, The Rock takes it.
Woo! The Rock with the flamethrower. Can you imagine?
Feel like you could have just said The Rock and no weapons needed. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be The Rock. Just keep playing this game tournament style.
Could you imagine being responsible for ending The Rock's life?
Yeah. How do you beat The Rock? You're right. Maybe I should make a new rule for this game
with
that I'll tell
paper.
Every. Yeah. Oh, you should have put paper. I think
I didn't have the chance to adjust. Not that I would have thought of that.
Sorry.
If you did rock first, I would have said paper.
I'm just gonna make a new rule where The Rock can't be one of the choices anymore.
It's too easy.
Everyone loves him.
How many times has he won? Be honest.
I don't know. I feel like usually we used to do this after episodes. No, I beat you fair and square, Shmanuel.
No, I mean it like an honor system. Like, yeah, I can't be The Rock. That just wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, I decided to play dirty for the Patreon episode.
That'll
be the rule going forward. It's been a while. Normally people pick stuff from the show, which is why I was interested to see how this goes. Because I would be like, George's dad or dead grandma or whatever would be one of the characters. So it added like that extra like, oh, this is wild. This was just like completely random, but it was fun. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah I lost twice and still had fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, George. But you got to pick the overall winner. That's pretty neat,
and I think I did a well job.
Yeah, I hope you guys get to still be podcast hosts after you didn't pick your co-host.
I don't know, I'm picking a guest this week and they keep on rescheduling, and now we have to do it on Sunday, the day before we air it, so
oh yeah, that's
it'll be thankfully fine. This will be out a long time after.
Yeah. God bless you. I want to know who it is, but off recording. Cool. So one more time, we'll go. Dan, where can people find you? And where can people find Feel Feelings?
All right. I am Danny_Getz on all the social media stuff. And I've been posting stand-up stuff that I've been enjoying the response to. So if you want to see
very funny
jokes, go see that, I guess. Feel Feelings is Feel Feelings Pod on everything. And then I also have Blanketing Covers.
Cool. Check out, yeah, Wasted Robot Network, just in general, and you can see everything. And then, George, where can people find you?
Hi. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and the socials at B-R-O-O-D-U-R-M-I-N, which is my last name spelled phonetically, because in comedy people would say it was Bruderman or
Bruderman, yeah.
Or Brunderman, or Butterman. I've gotten Prettyman. It's
that sounds like a compliment.
Yeah, it was, but I took it the wrong way. I was like, oh, stop. So that's my name spelled phonetically. I also play in a couple bands, quote unquote. One is called Fight for Your Friends, which is at Fight for Your Friends. And then the other one is what was briefly mentioned earlier, Say Who and the What Now, which is a fake ska band that I tried too hard at. So now I'm in a ska band.
I love it. Yeah, the music there is great. So definitely check it out. Scott is fun.
And I don't know when this comes out.
Or about to do a Damn It cover.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Do we need the whole thing? Do you want me to sing into a microphone, or do we just need clips?
I mean, as much as you want to do.
Okay. So also, before we go, I am in a web series that I probably is out, or at least a couple episodes are out. It's called
it should be out by now, yes.
Yeah, The Pod Lodge. And that's over at like Sean Nelms on YouTube. If you type that in, or Pod Lodge on YouTube, you can come up. I got to hang out in the woods in the Poconos and make fun of people to their face for 3 days. And it was a great time. So check
that sounds
out.
So awesome. That sounds like that looks so cool. I saw the preview for it. So yeah, definitely everybody check that out. It'll be really fun. And thank you guys for playing games today. Great job.
This has been a presentation from the Wasted Robot Network. For more information and links to other shows, please visit www.wastedrobotrecords.com/podcasts.